This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been following the news that Bank of America will lower its penalty for overdrafts from $35 to $10. Consumer advocates have been pressuring banks to eliminate overdraft fees during the pandemic, and several other big banks have done away with fees or added new overdraft protections. This trend has the attention of smaller community banks, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Community banks don't have the same scale as the big national banks, but they still have to compete.
So between now and May, we'll analyze and determine what we're going to do.
That's Peter Alden, CEO of Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts. It charges a $35 overdraft fee, which Alden says makes up roughly 15% of the bank's bottom line. Now, he says the bank's thinking about ways it can make up that lost revenue if the fee goes away.
You know, we've looked at insurance, we've looked at other opportunities within offering investments for customers and things like that.
Small banks don't have a lot of other options compared to bigger banks, which have more diversified revenue streams, says Kent Belasco, who runs the commercial banking program at Marquette University.
So for a big bank, part of their fee income would be places like wealth management, and they charge fees. They have cash management operations. They charge fees for those.
On the other hand, some people have been stashing away savings since the pandemic started, so banks have a lot of deposits on their balance sheets. Belasco says that will help smaller banks earn more from their core business, making loans.
So they have more money to lend, and as they have more money to lend, they're going to generate interest income, which is going to certainly exceed the overdraft side.
There is a demand for services that let people overdraw their accounts. Dominic Miarton runs the Black-owned Optus Bank in South Carolina. It charges a $35 insufficient funds fee that allows customers to go negative on their balances.
Customers insist on having the option because they do not want to suffer the consequences of their rent payment or their other payments not going through.
Miarton says the service doesn't generate that much revenue for the bank, but he says it's simple, easy to understand, and
it does offer an alternative to much more expensive and much more predatory options that are out there.
In the meantime, he says the bank is working on other services for customers who want short-term loans. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.